Hello, this is Mace Haroff. Great to be with you again this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And I want to talk to you about something that I often hear about from sales managers and distributors with respect to salespeople who are not being productive in the field. And it involves sales behavior, if you want to call it that, where the salespeople are just going into the hospital and stopping to visit some of the personnel and saying, "Hey, Bob, good to see you. I thought I'd just check in with you." And then they'll run over to the doctor's office and say, "Hi, Dr. Smith, I was in the area. I thought I would just stop by and touch base." Think about it from the doctor's perspective. What does that mean? Well, what it means is you're just stopping by to visit. Now, let's look at that from the customer's perspective. These are very, very busy professionals, whether it's a doctor or a nurse or a therapist or the CEO of the hospital. They have other things to do. So when you're just stopping in to touch base, what does that say about you and the value of your own time? Sales managers have a term for salespeople who do this. They're called professional visitors. You do not ever want to be labeled as a professional visitor. And I'm going to tell you how to stop doing it right now. Are you ready? It's so simple. I know you're going to thank me. The reason that most salespeople become professional visitors is because they don't have a plan for the sales call. Now, that might sound kind of complicated. You're thinking, "Mace, I don't always have time to sit down and draw out a plan." Well, number one, you should take the time to do that. But I'm going to tell you how to avoid being a professional visitor even if you don't have the time. And it's as simple as asking yourself a question. The question is, what is the minimum outcome that I am willing to walk out with after this sales call? I will say it again. What is the minimum outcome that I am willing to walk out with after this sales call? Now, what that means is you're going in to see a customer, and the goal is to leave that customer with something that advances the sale, something that moves the sale forward. It doesn't have to be anything big. It could be a piece of information. It could be a small commitment, but it has to be related directly to making a sale or moving the sales process forward. And it can't just be something as simple as finding out when the doctor's birthday is so you could send him a birthday card. That doesn't do anything to advance the sale. If you're finding out about the doctor's birthday, that is a professional visit, not a sales call. So the simplest way to stop being a professional visitor and to be a professional salesperson is to make sure that with every call that you make to a customer, that you walk out of there with something that has some level of tangible value that you're going to be able to turn into a sale either in the near term or the long term. In other words, when you go to a customer, make sure you spend at least a little time talking business. And a nice byproduct of that, the customer won't feel like you're wasting their time by being a professional visitor. So thank you for spending some time with me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And since you did that, I have something for you. You can receive a copy of my new free white paper, 7 Things That Medical Sales Reps Do to Kill Sales and How to Avoid Them. To receive this, just go to my website, www.medicalsalestraining.com. That's all one word. On the right side of the page, you will see a sign up for our Medical Sales Achiever e-zine. This e-zine is going to be a great resource for you as well. We're not going to give away your email. We're not going to spam you and try to sell you stuff. But what we are going to do is send you updates about new videos, podcasts such as this one, and monthly articles that will be very useful to you in your medical sales career. Plus, you will also receive this white paper that I encourage you to read very carefully and to be very introspective when you read it, because you may learn some things about yourself, things that you're doing that you should probably stop doing if you want to move your career ahead a little bit quicker. So again, www.medicalsalestraining.com. Give us your name and your email address, and you will have the link to that free white paper in no time. And it's going to help you in your medical sales career, I promise. And speaking of that medical sales career, don't forget that as you move through it, nothing, I mean nothing, is ever more important than the patient. The patient my friends, always comes first. Have a great week selling. Talk to you next time.